This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, kids are getting killed, and you have a badge and a gun, and you just sit there for an hour. Excuse me while I'm outraged. I'm trying to figure out the thought process, and I can't nail it down. Were they just listening to their Beto donating boss? Were they tactically inept? Were they cowards? Duty is a very demanding mistress, which is why they call it duty and not fun. You get to walk around in your uniform with people thanking you for being a first responder, which is nice. You have to deal with the hassles of taking out society's trash, certainly. And sometimes, maybe, you die. Now, these are obvious truths that have to be looked at in the wake of this black-eyed law enforcement. And yet, it is yet another one. After the defund the police fiasco drew skirmish lines between cop supporters and cop haters, a lot of cops, too many, chose to comply with the ridiculous COVID fascism. That lost cops a lot of friends, and they didn't have too many to begin with. Now the ruling caste is telling us we need to disarm because criminals are running rampant and to rely on the cops, and then this disgraceful incident happens. Law enforcement, I have been a supporter of you since that police officer so long ago used his mesh hat to filter water dripping on my face when I passed out as a little boy in the heat of Columbia, South Carolina during the circus that was outdoors inexplicably. He stayed there the whole time dripping water in my face to help me cool off and to wake up. Not water torture or nothing, just drips of water. So, you need to listen now. You need to listen. You need to hear the truth. You are running low on friends. So maybe don't alienate anyone else for a while. Now, the pushback to my and others' observation that this is a total failure that goes beyond mere failure into the realm of mega failure has drawn pushback from some cops and their fans. It's not like we have ever personally busted down a door, goes the thinking, so we should not second-guess the guys who do. Well, there's a lot of problems with that line of thinking, starting with a lack of timely busting down doors. This was not some highly technical tactical scheme they were unable to accurately assess as non-LEOs. If kids are getting shot, you kill the guy doing it or you die trying. Unfortunately, this is the job description. Here's the hierarchy of lives that matter in this scenario and descending order of mattering. Number one, little kids. Number two, other civilians. Number three, the cops. But even if it took some special skill to decide that this idiocy was idiotic, the notion that we can't judge our employees, and yeah, cops do work for us, as this remains a democratic republic, or at least in theory, because we've not done the job, is absurd. We don't swear to do the job. Those of us who are not cops never promised to go through the door, so it's kind of stupid to think that this excuses the guys who did promise and then didn't go. You know, when I was in the military, the Cold War was, it was miserable at times. We did a lot of training in a lot of really extreme weather at times. We did a lot of stuff. And I was no war hero like Saigon Dick Blumenthal. I was in communications, which, you know, as soon as we flipped the switch, then it rapidly became infantry because our radio antenna was so strong it could be triangulated with in about 7 seconds. So, you know, we'd be flipping the switch and running. You know, and every job in this military had something very important to do. It was good to know the guys in charge, good to know the medics. It was good to know the decon guys, because if you needed to be medically cared for, or if you needed a decon car wash, it was good to get a really good one. During the Cold War, of course, you know, we thought that the Soviet Union had human bug spray and they would just kill us. So just thinking about it. And if the call had come, at that point, after all this time that I've been there, and I volunteered to be there, I raised my hand and took the oath to be there, is it cool then if I demur because I didn't want to die twitching like a roach caught in a cloud of raid, maybe? No, that's not the way it would have been. I raised my hand. I took the job. I got the vet's discount at my favorite barbecue place. Duty can suck, but our society cannot function without it. And all that acclaim, all the thank yous for your service are not the point. They're a fringe benefit that comes because you've done or will do your duty. But without duty, the institutions fail. And not just ones where the issues are life and death. Where are the institutional leaders who make hard calls, sometimes at a personal cost, because that is their job? Look at a college. Every one of those invertebrate administrators knows that the academia cannot function as an educational system as opposed to a job program for loser professors without having free speech. But how many are going to stand up and tell the conniving little fascists on their faculty and in their student bodies, no? No, you cannot have that scalp. No, you cannot dictate what may be said or thought. No. That's their duty, and most of them don't do it. And they don't do it because it's hard and because they thought they might have to sacrifice their own job for what's right. Accountability is vital. We need to punish failure, because even where duty is the currency, sometimes there are counterfeiters. The Uvalde cops who failed must be identified and shamed to reinforce the idea that to fail in your duty is worse than to die doing it. And accountability is reactive. It is a band-aid on a bleeding wound in our culture. Accountability is there for the marginal and the weak, for whom duty itself is not enough and who need some further incentive. We want men and women to do their duty not because they're afraid of the consequence of failure, but because they refuse to not do their duty. And for those that would call them crazy for putting something ahead of their own personal interest, our ruling caste mocks duty because it is aware of how, as a class, its members fall short. People know, though. People understand. They know in their guts. We want this. We want it again. We need that again, and we demand it. And in the meantime, it is for all of us to set our personal example and to do our duty. And while you're doing that, feel free to hold those who fail to do their duty accountable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. All right. Right now, if you are a law-abiding gun owner in the United States, you are being scapegoated for what happened in Uvalde. Normally, now see, if this was a Black Lives Matter protest, they probably would be blaming the cops. But it wasn't. So, because of that, we have what we have now. So, the problem that's bothering me with this is it looks like some of the GOP members of Congress and the Senate might be indulging reactionary Democrats in their long-running quest to undermine the Second Amendment. Are they? And I, you know, my question is, are they listening to Joe Biden, who says it's not absolute or it's not all-encompassing or however it is he puts it? And, you know, we don't even know everything that led up to this and during the shooting at Robb Elementary School that stole 21 lives from the small city. We keep getting contradictory statements from school district, local, and state authorities. They further muddied the waters as Americans look for answers. Still haven't been shown. They're not materializing anywhere. And more and accurate information needs to be provided, especially before lawmakers decide what, if anything, can be done to prevent future tragedies. And they could do one thing right now. They could declare schools to not be gun-free zones. And they could tell all of these school districts, it is okay for you to arm your teachers. It is okay for you to make your school a hard target. But they're not doing that. And because they're not, and listen, they don't have to have concrete information to do that. We already know that. But this lack of concrete verified information apparently isn't dissuading federal lawmakers from jumping to reactionary conclusions and demanding specific policies be passed without knowing whether or not they would even have prevented the tragedy in Uvalde. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer leapt to action and farmed retweets and mainstream media puff pieces over his allegedly quick action to pass House bills dealing with firearm purchases, only to scuttle the supposedly critical life-saving vote before the long Memorial Day weekend. Now there's a bipartisan group of senators meeting about new firearm laws, proposals that again are being debated and discussed even before the full story of how the Uvalde shooting unfolded, and what, if anything, could be done at the federal level to prevent or reduce the chances of these types of shootings from taking place. And that's where the problem comes in, because first things first, you can't. You cannot do it. There is no way to prevent these from happening. Family members could. Local law enforcement could. And a lot of them have had ample opportunity, including this guy. And nothing happens, even when they have that ample opportunity. Now, it's nothing new for Democrats to attempt to force more firearm restrictions. Speaker Nancy Pelosi already passed several pieces of legislation through the House before the tragedy in Uvalde. It's notable that Republican senators are apparently playing nice with Democrats and indulging their emotional response. That response, of course, is understandable, because nobody in their right mind, no human being, wants to see another Uvalde. But an emotional response, one that is being guided by Democrats, is not going to do anything but erode the ability of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. And so far, the group, led by the Democrats, on the Democrat side by Senator Chris Murphy, a gun grabber extraordinaire, and Senator John Cornyn, on the Republican side, hasn't reached any sort of concrete consensus on what policies could be moved forward. It also includes Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, Richard Blumenthal, who's another gun grabber, Martin Heinrich, Lindsey Graham, and they've got him listed as a Democrat from South Carolina. That's hilarious. Susan Collins, Pat Toomey, Rick Scott, and Bill Cassidy. They've got a bunch of guys in there that, That's hilarious. They think Lindsay is a Democrat. The Republicans involved in these talks or negotiations or whatever you want to call them need to toughen up. And this needs to be fast. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has said the Republicans are just having a discussion about what we might be able to agree on when it comes to federal legislation dealing with Second Amendment rights. And that could be smart messaging to give the impression of order in order to divert criticism from the anti-gun leftists. But it could also be cover for what are actually serious conversations about a bipartisan compromise on new federal firearm restrictions. But here's the deal. Whether they realize it or not, Republicans have the power in these talks. And an evenly divided U.S. Senate, Democrats need at least 60 votes in order to overcome a GOP filibuster. November's midterms are looming, and as it stands now, Democrats are going to be shellacked. They need to win more than Republicans, who are coasting to increasingly better odds on Biden seeking approval and congressional Democrats' inability to get much of anything passed. And that means they shouldn't budge one inch when it comes to the Second Amendment. Not one. It wasn't millions of law-abiding firearm owners or their constitutional rights who were to blame for the tragedy at Uvalde or Buffalo or the subway or Boulder or Aurora. There was a significant failure of government, not the Second Amendment, on multiple levels that led to the horror that unfolded in Uvalde. We already talked about the background check irregularity there that is present. But, you know, that was also a failure of government. But the answer to tragedies like this, where the government fails to do the job it is tasked with, is not more government, which is often the knee-jerk reaction of a government that actually does its damn job. And, of course, the urgency with which Democrats are pushing more gun control, never comes the result of the failed leadership of Mayors Lori Lightfoot, Eric Adams, or Jim Kenney. But now this bipartisan group of senators seems to be pursuing more government, a supposed fix that has yet to prove its usefulness or efficacy, and keeping firearms out of the hands of people who wish to use them to harm others. So, one thing is for certain. If they can negotiate away the Second Amendment rights of millions of law-abiding Americans in this process, Republicans don't need to win. I don't know what the answer is after that, but they don't need to win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York, DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight regarding gun violence, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The House Judiciary Committee is meeting Thursday to mark up its omnibus gun bill known as the Protecting Our Kids Act. This comes after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 children and two teachers. Ranking Member Jim Jordan claims the bill won't stop mass shootings and warns it won't be the Democrats' only attempt to introduce gun control legislation.
We all want to keep children safe in school, but this bill wouldn't do that. This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment, and it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
The Biden White House is trying to reinstate the mask mandate for airplanes due to a spike in COVID cases. In a filing this week, lawyers with the Justice Department arguing the authority falls easily within the jurisdiction of the CDC. In April, a federal judge found the mask mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness. Almost immediately after the 2017 Las Vegas shooting came the calls for common sense gun control. The quest almost always begins with a reassurance that no one wants to take away your guns. Which, of course, you can find that kind of stuff all in a cow pastures, all in the ground. Not everybody reads that memo. Nelson Peake Shields, the founder of Handgun Control Incorporated, the organization that eventually became the Brady Campaign to prevent gun violence, in a 1976 interview, could not have been more clear about his group's goals. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. My estimate is from 7 to 10 years. The first problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns being produced and sold in this country. The second problem is to get handguns registered. And the final problem is to make the possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. In 1993, ALA Times editorial called for the repeal of the Second Amendment. You will not feel safe, your children will not be safe until there are almost no guns on the streets and in homes. No guns, period, except for those held by the law enforcement officers and a few others, including qualified hunters and collectors. We must, as a nation, move toward a very different model, one that presumptively bars private citizens from owning a firearm unless they can demonstrate a special need and ability to do so. We think the time has come for Americans to tell the truth about guns. They're not for us. We cannot handle them. They kill people, our children included. It's time to get rid of them, period. Listen, you guys want to have a constitutional convention? I would welcome that. Let's throw that wide open, why don't we? Let's throw it out there and absolutely go for it. You think you got 36 states on your side? Because it's going to come down to that, and don't give me the nonsense about, well, we have more people here that live here, that so our vote should count for more. That's not the way it works. If you want to repeal the Second Amendment, there is a way to do it. There is a process to make it happen. But it doesn't happen based upon polls. And it doesn't happen based upon trends. And it doesn't happen based on a lot of things. It happens based on the Constitution. Let's go back to the Las Vegas shooting. The Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson called for a gun buyback. He wrote, a real gun debate has to look at that fact, 300 million guns. And we need, you know, to look at what was done in a place like Australia where they had a gun buyback. And gun control is permissible according to the Supreme Court. Which, by the way, that was a problem with it, my problem with the Heller decision. And so if Congress were to decide, it won't happen, were to decide that automatic assault rifles, long guns, and military-style weapons are something that citizens should not have, they should be police and military only, and we're going to buy them back, that would have an impact, except they wouldn't be buying back any fully automatic weapons from people that I know. But that's what he thinks the debate ought to be. Recall that Hillary Clinton, during the 2016 election, also gushed over the allegedly successful Australian gun buyback program. She said Australia had a huge mass killing about 20, 25 years ago. Canada did as well, so did the UK. In reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns and basically clamped down going forward in terms of having more of a background check approach, more of a permitting approach. That's true. Over 20 years ago, they, you know, banned semi-automatic self-loading rifles as well as self-loading and pump-action shotguns. They offered an up to 1 year grace period during which it would buy back the banned firearms at preset market value prices, financed by a tax on health insurance. After that, people possessing the banned weapons would be subject to strict penalties, including imprisonment. But did the gun buyback program actually reduce violent crime? And according to John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, no. That is not the case. He says their firearms homicide rate had been falling for a decade prior to the buyback. It continued falling at the same rate after the buyback. There was no sudden drop, just a fairly constant decline that continued even as gun ownership rose back up to previous levels. The armed robbery rate rose in the first 5 years after the buyback. After another 10 years, the rate had fallen to pre-buyback levels. The near-term common sense goal of the gun controllers was to ban the bump stock after Las Vegas. Never mind that of the modern mass shootings in America, only one killer used a bump stock, and that was Stephen Paddock. And where there was this common sense when President Barack Obama's ATF approved the bump stock? I mean, that's when that occurred, during Obama's watch. They pronounced it a part, not a weapon. California has some of the most stringent gun laws in the country, yet they've experienced mass shootings, including the San Bernardino shooting in 2015, where 14 were killed. This is not to say that nothing could be done to make a Las Vegas-style shooting more difficult, but most of these things will be done by private actors. Las Vegas hotel casino owner Steve Wynn, for example, said his Vegas resorts already has additional security measures in place. See, the thing is, though, they always come out saying nobody wants... Barack Obama said no one wants to take your gun. Looking at us like we were little children who were being silly. Right? Remember that? I remember it. And yet, You know, when we look at their proposals, that's exactly what they're doing. So the common sense goal of many gun control activists is not a ban on this or that feature, but a ban on civilian ownership of guns. That's what it all boils down to. Nothing more. Well, after that, there would be nothing more. I mean, really. If you want to bandy a cliche about it. If they were to get that, then we become no better off than Cuba or Venezuela, especially with the crowd that we've got in charge right now. The Republicans, if they were smart, they would stand up right now, each and every one of them. I think I'm going to call Lindsey Graham's office tomorrow. And simply get out there. First of all, I'm going to point out the Freudian slip that whoever wrote that article had about listing him as a Democrat. And secondly, I'm going to point out that, make schools a hard target. This is taking guns from us is as silly as red flag laws. It's going to make no difference. Take guns from us. We're not talking about that kind of prevention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie,
5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, this particular bit, I saw this as I was looking around today, and this sort of incensed me. I sent this to Lee Williams, who's on vacation, but I sent this to him simply because I'm real tired of people professing to be on my side of the argument, right? Who use the vernacular of the leftist gun grabbers. And so let me call your attention to this pilgrim. His name is Emmett Terrell. He used to be, He used to be a writer or an editor at American Spectator. I don't know what he is now. But one of his columns appeared in townhall.com. And verbatim, this is what he says. Once again, it has happened in plain daylight. A mentally sick barbarian laid his paws on military-grade instruments of war. And he went to war against innocent people. Using... That is so intellectually lazy, I can't begin... To put it together for you. Here we got a guy, and I mean, this is the other thing. He's late to the party. Okay? He's late to the party. One of the things I will tell you is that when I do regular talk radio, if I fill in at a regular talk radio station, it is a lot easier for me to step down to that because being a gun talker has a different set of... things going on with it. Because the first thing you have to understand about gun grabbers is they have completely stolen the English language. Like saying something is a military grade instrument of war. Right? Now, he goes on. He goes on. And he does ask questions like, He compares Buffalo to Uvalde and everything else. And then he says, we're told to wait word on the Uvalde barbarian's motive, as though a plausible motive will lend sense to this evil act. It will not. That, you are correct in that. However, from there you continue to lose me, because here's the thing about these types of shootings. Once they get past stage three, stage four is transporting themselves to the event. So unless some cop pulls them over in the middle of stage four, they're on their way to the event that they cannot wait to start. And that is a very dangerous time, and I don't know that you can actually intercede and stop him at that particular point. So the only thing that can be done, the only thing that is going to be a reliable thing to do that would actually make a difference is to harden the target. But he continues on. Now we're told that the parents of the soon-to-be slaughtered young people wanted to barge in on the room in which their children and two teachers were about to be slaughtered, but the authorities in charge would not allow it. The so-called authorities, people from law enforcement agencies and presumably school officials, barred the enraged parents from charging the room in which their children were being held. It reminded me of less desperate but nonetheless similar examples of the school authorities rejecting the protests of parents. Parents opposed the treatment of their children by authorities obsessed with sex education. We're not going to make any headway in this debate, because the problem is simply this. When you got people that are supposed to be on your side that just, I mean, this is a torpedo. This is a torpedo. Now, from here he goes on to talk about there's something far more serious even than gun violence. So they're right, we're confronted with living in a violent culture. No one ever mentions it, but we are. Well, that's not entirely true. 50-some-odd percent of all of the counties in the United States do not experience a single homicide. And 50% of 53% of all homicides can be attributed to 2% of all the counties in the United States. So, do we have a violent culture, or do we have violent areas? Getting out here and saying that we have a violent culture, that means that me and you, for example, we also are susceptible to this violent culture. We, you know, and here we go. Here goes the old trope. We're blaming television. And the TV shows that are on there. This cat, he saw a man put a revolver to another man's head. It was probably actually a cop show of some sort. And that happens on cop shows. But apparently, Mr. Terrell believes that you are so susceptible to the magic box that if you watch TV, I would hate to hold him still long enough to watch, Full Metal Jacket or something like that. That would probably send him... He would need therapy after that. Says, no wonder so many people have so much trouble sleeping. Then there's the rock music and the talk shows, the game shows and the weather reports. Only joking about the weather reports, but I have no doubt that the day will come when inclement weather will be reported with genuine thunder, pouring rain, lightning across the sea, and tornadoes on a particularly blusterous day. And but this is the thing. He's laying all of this responsibility at someone other than the shooter. And he finishes his little riff on all of this with glory to Ukraine, where all kind of violence is happening right now. He's just been railing against violence, or what he perceives to be the causes of violence. And he finishes his little story like this. And listen, if you see this kind of stuff, don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention to it simply because of this. We got to get back to personal responsibility. Until we do get back to personal responsibility, to holding those responsible, accountable for their actions, then and that's really all we can do. And we can also make them hard targets, and we can stop them in their tracks and severely diminish their capability to do any damage by making schools hard targets. And that would just about make it stop if we made schools hard targets. But no, we got a bunch of lazy guys writing right now on websites and blogs and all this other stuff. There's quite a few out there. Matt Vespa, he knows what he's talking about at Town Hall. Chris Lichter, he knows what he's talking about. You look at all of the gun press, and they know what they're talking about. But these guys that are out there that, you know, they're just trying to make a deadline. When they try to make a deadline like that, and they are so intellectually lazy, it's worse than if they didn't do anything. Oh, well. I got a picture earlier this week from Joe Chambers. My 45 ACP is now in test firing. We're going to talk about that when we switch over into this next hour, because we're coming up is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.